We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Jonathan Smith, he's the gunsmith. We're going to talk some about scenario trading.
Yeah.
It's important to practice. I know you preach that all the time, John, and it is. You want to. The more you train, the easier it is if you get in a situation where you need that training. Because it's adrenaline will be flowing. You tend to lose your head. The more you have practice, the easier it is to respond in the right way if something comes up.
And this, you know, and you don't even think about things like loud noises or things that surprise you, like a vehicle crashing into your church, you know, or an explosion or a flashbang. Or a gun going off in a building, which is terribly loud. It's discombobulating. It throws you into a disarray. But this segment of the show is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises. Our good friend Jeremy, and steadfast supporter again of Tommy's Heart. We appreciate him so much. They're just excellent at what they do. I watched him do some more concrete work this week, and throwing the coloring on top of it afterwards, and gets that beautiful look on it. Just. I'm so proud of them guys and the work they do. I bump into them all the time.
Yeah.
The other day I was going down the highway and two of his trucks came by me and they're all waving to me. They saw me. And it was good to see the whole crew out there. They were coming home. It was like 6 o'clock at night. They looked tired.
Yeah.
But they had enough energy to wave to John, so I appreciated it. So Reliable Enterprises, you go to ReliableExteriorPro.com. You can call him at 810. You can call him right now. Go ahead, call him. He's probably drinking coffee right now.
Yep.
810-429-6957 and get a hold of Jeremy and get on the list. Get out, get your quote done, and get the
you know,
work going at your house.
If it's you've got time still to get something done before the snow flies.
Yes, well
so
maybe.
You got it exactly. You never know, but you've got time before the end of the year if you need something done. But you can also start talking about the wintertime stuff. You know, they can do indoor projects for you as well.
Well, he does. He gets into like siding projects in the wintertime too. You know, when you're fixing up the outside of your house, or he's really good about changing the windows out. He's done some great work for me.
Yep.
Swapping windows out where he does one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a long time with a drafty opening.
Yep.
There's going to be a little bit of time, but doggone, it's an hour and a half later. You got a sealed up unit that is like brand spanking new. You don't have the old window problems anymore. Windows are big with him. He's good at it. He does all the brake work on the outside, fixes them up perfectly, and everybody now is going to these dark colors around the trim and stuff around the windows.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yep. I'm really proud of the work Jeremy's doing, and glad he's a sponsor of the show. So,
Reliable Enterprises, Reliable Exterior Pro, their website.
Yep.
Reliable Enterprises should, if you Google that, should come right
and
up.
You can always link to them right from our website.
There
it's very easy to get to them from thegss.com. So, and thank him for sponsoring the show. Now, I want to talk a little bit about houses of worship. And it's been every day I'm getting three or four phone calls because I'm big in the Knights of Columbus and wanting to know why and how and where are we going to start bumping our security up. And it's been happening. And it is happening, so it'll happen subtly. Nobody wants their house of worship to feel like you're in a prison cell. Nobody wants to have that feeling of, because you go there for faith, and you got to have faith that the percentages of this stuff happening are minute, but it still does happen. So we got to be careful, and if it gets any worse, it'll get more serious. That's for sure. But the training and scenario training. And people ask me, how do I get on that security team? Well, mainly it's going to take a joint effort between you and your pastor to get a good system going. And you're going to practice, you're going to practice, you're going to practice. You're going to do scenario training. You're going to do drawing from concealment with the utmost safety. You're going to be doing this drill yourself. And try to do these things, you know, with unloaded gun, practice in front of a mirror, a full-length body mirror so that you can see what's going on. Learn to stand behind cover so that you can effectively take aim. One of those digital or electronic targeting systems can be very good for that around the house. But don't do it in a perfect scenario. Do it with loud music playing or do it with music you like to hear blaring. So that you understand that you might have to pick your target while the band is still playing or take out a bad guy with a whole bunch of bad noise and things falling and noise, where scenario training in a simulator would be ideal. There are some simulators around, digital simulators. You got to look around to find them. There's a couple of places in Oakland County. There's a few places here in Genesee County that have them. It is, personally, I've never wanted to use one, but now I see more of a need for it.
Well, the other thing, though, is you want to make sure, and obviously you don't want to do practicing there with respect to, you know, firing and that sort of thing, but to know the location. If it's your church,
yeah,
you want to be in the church with a different perspective, not on Sunday while the service is going on, but to look at where someone would potentially enter. Where are the places where you can draw and fire from concealment?
Right.
You know, where should you be as someone who's tasked with providing security or want to look after people? Where should you be?
You don't want to be alone either, you know?
Yep.
But you got to know who is there on your team.
Yep.
So that you don't see somebody drawing a gun, and they might be trying to get the bad guy, and you can't discern them from a good guy.
Yeah.
And a good guy or a bad guy. So,
if there's a whole team, you want to work together and you want to train together.
You want to train as a team, and that's important. So now, USCCA, Dan mentioned it earlier, that's United States Concealed Carry Association. I highly recommend it. They have got a ton of resources for you to study from. They have a whole class they do at Williams Gun Sight for scenario training for houses of worship. So it's just ideal.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't get any better than that. So they have a video line where you can buy the videos, then you can show them privately to your team and go over it in one of your rooms at your church, so to speak, or at your club, whatever you want to do. So, but you can gain confidence by these, and it does help. And like my good buddy Gary was talking to me on Wednesday, and we had lunch together, and he says, you know, he used to work for Genesee County Sheriff's for years, and their simulator, he says, is outstanding. He said, you think you're good until you go use that simulator. Then you realize how easy it is to get distracted when somebody bumps your shoulder, or when they have a flashbang go off, and you're all of a sudden everybody's standing around walking in circles.
Yeah.
Nobody's paying attention to what bad is happening. So, scenario and we talked about it. And he says, I know you've been thinking about this stuff for a long time, and you know we used to scenario train in the mid '80s when I worked in a gun shop in Florida. Scenario train when I was a mall cop for a while, you know, but I've been a volunteer.
You were Paul Blart.
I wasn't quite Paul Blart. I wasn't that.
Well, a few people are.
You're right. I wasn't that funny. Nor can I grow that good of a mustache.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
I wasn't that good on the little wheelie thing.
I don't have balance control like that. I just walked around a mall.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it was crazy. But it was South Florida again, and it was weird, you know.
Sure.
And,
now, did you
there,
wear the Don Johnson outfit?
No, I had an orange shirt and green pants. And,
you were absolutely Don Johnson.
I was
then.
Mr. Pumpkin is what I was. My wife says, you look like a pumpkin. I did what I could, you know, and a lot of weird stuff happened. And even got into an FBI situation down there where a Zales Jewelers was going to get hit. And I'm all of a sudden, and they didn't talk to us. FBI came in to sting the robbers.
Gotcha.
And all of a sudden, there's all these guys with mirrored sunglasses around the mall lobby out in front of Zales Jewelers, and they all had duffel bags.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they had Uzis in the duffel bags.
Oh, wow.
And
so this was a serious crew they were expecting.
They were expecting a hit, and they actually got them in the parking lot before they came in.
Nice.
So because they were locked and loaded and coming in, and they got a team on the outside of the building. They even had a sniper on the roof.
Yeah.
But they didn't communicate well with us until I actually...
They call that Overwatch.
There you go. I interacted with them.
Uh-huh.
And that's what brought us up to speed. Otherwise, our security team didn't know they were there, which I didn't think was right. But they might have thought locals might have been
just in case
might have tipped them off.
Yeah, you never. You got to be careful.
But I like the people. At
it's need to know.
They were nice people.
John, it's need to know. That's
you're exactly right. Sometimes you just don't need to know.
Right. So you know? So you didn't come up trying to arrest him or anything.
No, no. I just wanted to ask if I could help him at all. And he put his glasses down, looked over his glasses, gave me that look, said, "I'm FBI. Please don't interfere with this operation." And I was like. It was pretty simple,
yeah.
But it made my hair stand up a little bit. It's been standing up ever since.
See? Yeah.
But you know, and I have had to pull my gun on people before, but it was never had to pull the trigger. So I'm lucky. You know, I don't have that nightmare. I don't have that cross to bear. And it would be a situation where you like, you know, you have to have that mental awareness that you're willing to do what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And that's where you have to cross that bridge.
You have to cross the bridge, but you also have. But this is where the training comes back in to bring it back to this. Is that you have to know when the situation demands it.
Right. Every time I pull up to an intersection, people are always going, "Pull up. You know, get closer. You know, why are you way back here?" I'm reading the scenario. I'm reading the corner. Too many times, they flat out tell you. They tell nurses all the time. I got a bunch of buddies whose wives are nurses.
Yeah.
And friends that are nurses. The police will tell the women when they're going home at midnight, don't stop at a red light. Roll it. Do not come to a complete stop at an intersection. Roll it. You know, if you can roll it, roll it. Don't stop because you're a target at that point.
The other thing I thought you were going to say is, you know, there's I don't know where I heard this, but you leave room between you and the car ahead of you. Don't pull it up.
Right.
You want to be able to see the bottom of the tire over your hood.
There you go.
That distance because you can get blocked in as well. Yep. That's a tactic.
You can still go left or right.
You can get around the car.
And get away quickly.
Yep.
And that's what they tell you to do is flee as quick as possible from a problem.
Yep.
And so we read a corner before you drive up to it. You train. You scenario train. And use the resources at your disposal from USCCA. Join USCCA, and like Dan says, go to Williams, join there, and get hooked up with their system. I'm very impressed with it, and do that hands-on research that you need to do so that you can be the change, and make a difference. So
protect yourself and those around you.
Yep. You be the change. That's the important part. All right, we'll be back with more of the Gunsmith Show right after this. So if you have any questions, shoot me an email, shooter@thegss.com. That's shooter@thegss.com.
It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back right after this.